Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a wonderful guest with us tonight. It is Angela. Hey, Angela, how are you?
Hey, Angela, how are you
doing? Well, thank you for inviting me to this wine bar.
Yeah, we're calling this dinner with Angela. The lights are still regular, normal lights, but it feels like they're dimmed. Am I right?
Yeah, I guess we could have talked about dimming probably the lights before. But
can I tell you something about Shane, though, in our new space? He cannot stop gripping the mic arm. There's actually a thing.
Hey, bud, I think it makes standing up on its own.
No. It makes him feel safe. It makes him feel good.
I got the Slack that said, we want to do dinner with Ange. And I went, they really can program whatever the fuck they want on the show.
That's right.
Dinner with Anne.
Nobody at Smosh watches Smosh Mouth. And you know what? For that, I'm grateful.
Because we're doing dinner with Anne. This is the first time, second time that we had a little bite on Smosh Mouth. The first time it was a candy bowl. And again, I will keep apologizing for it because fans did not like
sounds. For one episode.
I'm so sorry. It was my fault. I brought it out.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
No, but I still ate all of it.
Look, that episode gave us out about the chart.
Out about chart. And I don't think she would have said that without that lollipop.
And that is
out my chart.
Truly the funniest shit ever.
And I mean, Chance just really openly talking about his church just being awful.
Oh my God.
Naming names.
Probably the darkest topic that we've ever covered on Smosh Mouth.
And we were giggling.
And you guys are laughing your asses off.
And that's how you deal with trauma.
Come on. Yeah. How else do you deal with trauma, eh?
Eh?
Oh, and we're at dinner. So, okay, can I say?
Yeah, explain this.
Where a little bit of this idea came from was that we were at dinner a few months ago. It was you, us three, Tommy, Courtney, Anthony, Ian, Allie, Kiana, I think.
It was a cast dinner.
It was like a cast.
Oh, it was
like
everybody.
Some of the cast, yeah. We're hanging out, having a great time. And I'd say after like maybe the hour and a half mark, where you're kind of like, you've been talking for a while, you were like very relaxed. You're very much chilling. You were in the booth. And you, at one point, you're so, like, you have melted into the couch at one point. You're just chilling there. And you just go, okay, everybody, okay, so cake, cookie.
Which I've done on the air, too.
Brownie, ice cream, pastry.
And I actually didn't hear that because Chance and I were so deep in a conversation. He goes, whatever they're starting over there, I don't want to do it. And I was like, oh, what's even happening? I didn't know what was happening until you went, if you were a chip, what chip would you be?
Yeah, Angela was just going wild.
You
can
take the girl out of the youth group, but you can't take the youth group out of the girl. And kill me if I like an icebreaker. Especially the bigger our cast is, the more people that are at dinner, the longer the table. And then I don't get to talk to people on the end.
I'm so bad at it.
Listen, Shane really liked that you did
that. I love that. I love ranking things.
I love
ranking, especially like stupid, innocuous things like foods, right? Because it's something to think about of like
What was your rank? What was your top?
So mine, easy number one is ice cream.
That's
and here's
crazy.
The thing, with this version of this game, you have to be general. You can't be specific.
Yeah, I'd never thought of just like categories of desserts. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's tough. Like cake as a whole grouping.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
Picture me, martini, just like,
fuck you.
What's this stupid
fuck you. Okay, go through your list.
So I think it's ice cream. I think after that, ooh, see, it's so tough. I would maybe go cookie.
I'll go for you right now. Watch and learn.
Okay, you're gonna go through all of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do mine.
Nail it. All right, do it.
Cake. Brownie.
Right.
Cookie. Ice cream. Pie.
By the way, this is descending order. So
yes.
Cake is your number one. So
and that order is.
And then I'll end
crazy.
On like.
You said pastry.
Yeah, I'm trying to
pastry shouldn't be in that category.
No, no, not pastry. Because, yeah, I don't want to do, like,
pastry's
breakfast
foods.
Pastry's
a little different.
Yeah, but I think cake to brownie to cookie.
See, that's so funny.
What's yours? Ice cream?
Ice cream, cookie. I guess at that stage I would maybe put cake.
You like pie, no?
I do like pie, but I don't have pie as often. I would maybe put pie after that. Actually, no, I'll put pie above cake.
Cookie?
Cookie's number two.
Oh, cookie's number two.
That's crazy.
It's ice cream, cookie, maybe I'm trying to think of more like brownie, but brownies just feels like there's not enough
blondies,
variety.
Blondies, brownies, other things that are brownies adjacent.
But like a standard classic brownie, so good.
Yeah.
But it's only the one thing, whereas cake, so many types of cake.
But there are some types of brownies that are different.
Listen, to me, cake is definitely number one, and pie is definitely number
two.
Cake, pie, cookies can suck it. I don't even want them on that list.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, no, fuck you.
Cookies are so good.
No, fuck you. Cake, pie, brownies. Mommy and Dad are fighting,
it's
and we
fine.
Need
we're,
to do
we're,
this.
We're not married.
Oh, it's fine.
I do this when Shane and Courtney fight, and now it's happening here.
Cake, pie, brownie, ice cream, cookies. But again, cookies literally can suck it. I actually don't want them on this list.
You don't like cookies.
I don't like cookies unless it's a molasses or a ginger snap.
Oh, wow.
You're
sue me.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you're absolutely ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Can I say, where does candy go? Because some people love candy.
Candy goes
candy's
in
different.
The trash.
Candy's different thing.
Yeah,
candy's different. That's a different category.
Candy's in my car.
Can I say what my reasoning is between ice cream and cake?
Because
I think they're polar opposites. Cake, I think the floor is like endless. Cake can be so bad.
Yeah.
It can taste like garbage.
Cookie too.
Yeah, of course. But not as bad. Cake, I think, it's hard. Like, it can be bad. Whereas ice cream, the floor is so high. Now, there's no real good ceiling for ice cream. Ice cream is pretty, like, locked into where it is. It's not like you can go like, oh, we're at this super nice ice cream place where the ice cream is better than all the ice cream.
Yeah, I guess like
and
gelatos.
And yes, some are different.
Yeah.
But cake, it's like you can get a really, really nice cake, and it is going to be way better. But a lot of cakes, you're like, this is okay.
Do you guys mess with grocery store cakes?
They're good, yeah.
I think they
depends how drunk I am.
Delicious.
But they're just not as satisfying as like a good, like some good-ass ice cream. Oh, my God.
No, there is some really good-ass ice cream, but I think I'm just a different kind of dessert girl. Like, I don't love your typical ice cream.
See, because I was going to say, are you like a sherbet girl?
No, 0%. Yuck.
I don't hate sherbet. I don't hate it, but it's just not what I'm going to pick.
I like Earl Grey, rose, lavender, ube, Rocky Road, mint chip. I like mint chip.
Mint chip's amazing.
Mint chip.
Okay, but wait. So you said we were doing dinner time.
Yeah.
And what do you need with dinner?
And I kind of had to beg.
Yes, you did.
Because here's the thing. I feel like rarely a lot of our interests intersect a lot, but when you told me earlier this year that you were getting into wines, it made me so excited.
Yeah. So excited.
Because I love wine. You love wine. And then I got so excited that you could drink wine again, now that you're not pregnant.
Yes.
So I was like, can I please bring a bottle?
Hell yeah.
She fought tooth and nail, and now we have a bottle. And she was like, okay, what should we bring? Whatever. And she was definitely going to bring white. And I was like, well, Shane's getting really into Sancerre right now.
I love Sancerre.
So she picked this out.
I went up to the chicest woman I could find in this wine store. And I said, what's the
just
best Sancerre?
Just a short bob.
Short bob. Lenses. Thick as the eye.
Thick lenses. Overalls. But they were so cute.
Yeah.
And I was
like,
even there.
Flats that weren't even flats.
Oh, yeah. They were ballet flats.
Ooh.
Like real ballet flats that you could go on.
She was just dancing around.
So this is the Sancerre we're working with today.
Wow.
I couldn't figure out if it's Italian
or French.
It's French.
It's French. Sancerre is French.
Sancerre is French.
Yeah. Sancerre is French.
It's a combo of
Sauvignon
grapes,
Blanc
right?
style.
I think it's a mixture of Sauvignon Blanc and Grenache grapes.
Yeah,
right?
it's just Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, great.
It's just a fun adult
I don't
hobby.
Know a ton still. Like when I go and talk to like a person who knows wine about it, I love hearing them explain it. There's just endless depth to it. But I still don't know much. I love, though, when I'm
drinking.
You're going
to learn a lot about a person the way they open a wine.
This is true.
And I'm really.
I think she's
I'm
doing an okay
back.
Job.
No, I'm sitting
I'm
back and I'm being patient.
I'm good at it.
Because you worked in the service industry for so long. You were opening
so many
bottles.
And I was a dog walker.
And let me tell you, I did not enjoy opening bottles at tables.
Yeah. How many bottles of wine do you think you've opened over the course of your life?
Not a lot, because I did not like working at fancy places. So H has opened so many bottles of wine. I would prefer wearing jean shorts, a t-shirt, and pouring beer. That
you
would
were
be
doing
like,
beer taps for a long time.
That would be my spot. I
like
making
even
cocktails,
the twist offs, or you know, like I even like I remember I had an ex that would pour from down here.
Oh yeah, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Really?
And then you turn it so it doesn't drip on the side.
And you go like,
huh?
Should
you
we
go,
try? Wait, let's try
like this.
Not lose any of that sweetness.
So guys, I will say, new studio, first time ever having any alcohol on Smosh Mouth.
On Smosh Mouth. First time
ever. This is so fun!
Because when you guys had your fake martinis, you know, you had that.
That was straight vodka.
That was...
Okay, so this isn't the first time.
No, I'm kidding. That was soda.
Okay, so that was the first time.
That was legit Celsius. All right. That was 8 a.m. in the morning.
We are getting there.
Come on now.
Good work.
The worst thing that's ever happened is when you break the cork at the table. It's awful.
Ooh, oh, rough. God.
Oh, and it's happened to me
a few
times.
Wait, can I give you guys this cork?
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to save cork.
We should.
Allie told me she saved the cork for the champagne we popped.
Oh, my God. Where should we put it?
We'll display it.
Oh!
So one for your
As
side.
As we're talking about displaying it.
One for your side and one for his.
One for me. Angela, that's so sweet that you broke it in half.
It's not in half. That's just the bottom butt. She left the little booty butt left in the wine bottle. The little butt is left in there.
Good.
Oh, and if she puts it in there,
you break
today
it into another,
is ruined.
No, it's fine. It's okay.
Okay.
Good job.
So who gets the butt
Everything's
part?
Okay.
I'll get the
you
butt.
You get to decide. This is like the turkey bone at Thanksgiving.
Pick one.
Oh, you pick first.
My side. This side.
Yep.
Oh,
well, we knew that was going to happen.
I'm the tall bitch and you're the butt.
Okay.
Just kidding.
All right, I got the little guy.
Oh my God, look.
We could probably seal him back together. Let me see yours.
Yeah.
Whoa. Damn.
You guys really can do whatever you want on
this
show.
My mic was blocking me. Okay.
And we should put it.
We can
fix
it.
There's nowhere to
put
it.
We can fix it.
Look at that. We can fix that.
Oh my God, we'll frame it.
We'll frame it. We'll have it broken apart like that.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Aura Frames. Shane, we're rolling. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I just realized I haven't got my mom and Mother's Day gift yet.
You know what? You're welcome for the reminder.
I'm just so bad at gift giving.
Oh, hey, buddy. Hey, you're okay. Did you order from Aura Frames? It's the perfect gift for your mom. You can preload photos before it ships. She can turn it on and see all her favorite family moments. And now she has the most thoughtful son in the entire universe.
Yeah, but I don't have time to wrap it and get it to her in time.
Shane, don't be a dum-dum. You can personalize your gift by adding a nice message, and it comes with a gift box. Aura Frames handles it for you.
Wow, this sounds absolutely perfect. Thanks, Amanda.
You also say that I'm a genius.
And you're a genius.
Yeah, that was written, and I know that you purposely forgot it.
Yeah.
I love my Aura Frame so much. I put it in my living room, and I get to see a slideshow of photos and videos. It is so cute. Named number one by Wirecutter, you can save on the gifts moms love by visiting AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, listeners can get $25 off their best-selling Carver mat frame with code SMOSHMOUTH. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code SMOSHMOUTH. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to the show.
Oh no, this is gonna be so bad. Get me out of here. Okay, now pour it the way you're supposed to pour
it. So is white wine supposed to be aerated? No, red wine.
I've heard that. Well, yeah, I think it's red wines typically. Now the guy at the wine shop, he told me at one point, he's like, look, I can decant everything. He's like, I think everything tastes better.
Wow.
Decant it.
He's like,
he's like,
for soda.
He's like, I'm crazy, but he's
you're
like, I'll
put your
decant
finger
champagne.
In the butt.
So you put
I'm
your finger
serious.
Into the bottle.
I'm dead serious. You're supposed to go like this.
Nice.
That was fun.
Can I hear your I want to see your Mohawk bend pour.
Let's see this. Let's see an expert. For those listening.
Oh no, that looks so scary.
Amanda is okay, Amanda has given up on tilting it fancy way.
Okay, so you
she's doing an overhand pour.
Nice.
And then you're supposed to have a towel here and go.
Nice.
And then you just stare at us. Okay. She's pouring Angela's. Oh, no. Angela's going to pour her own. Do you want me to try? Okay, let's see.
Everyone over there is like new set, like, no. Like, no.
Oh, wow. He's got a grip on it. And then let's watch
good.
The turn.
That's good.
Nice.
Whoa. I would laugh so hard if he turned it and smashed.
And I just go, oh.
Okay, and then we
cheers.
Also have some other stuff.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
1 mil to your new set, to everything.
Oh, woo. 1 mil.
1 mil.
Dinner with Angela. It's
right.
A good time.
All right. We're all going to take a sip and say how we feel about it.
Okay.
And pick up the notes.
Seriously, okay.
All right.
Ready? Wait. Why don't you have a sip and guess how much I spent on the bottle?
Okay.
Well, first of all, might I say I smell some green apple or pear?
I smell white wine.
Okay, I'm still not good at this, but
whoa.
Like, okay.
Whoa. She juicy. Whoa. Is there some vanilla on there?
What?
When you have a mature palate like mine, yeah, you can pick up on fun little notes.
You're picking up on so much more. Yeah, this, because unfortunately it is like, I love the taste of white wine.
You guys.
This tastes like mommy juice to
open
me.
Your, mommy juice. Open your minds.
Now, okay.
Okay.
Try to see if you can taste vanilla.
We're tasting vanilla. I'm not. Oh, I guess a little bit. I taste pear.
I taste green apple, lemon, a little bit of vanilla, and something else.
What?
What am I doing?
When you're a woman,
you really
I'm a woman.
Health,
yeah, Jesus, man. When I drink wine, something happens.
Hey,
when you're a woman drinking wine, you change.
It also, you guys, lovingly, Art provided us with bit of cheese and meat.
A nice charcuterie.
Oh, I'll do this for you. Ready?
What's up?
Here's my meat. My meat list. Chicken.
Chicken number one.
Wow.
I'm actually surprised.
Pork.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
For salami.
Uh-huh.
Beef.
Wow.
Ribs.
Just ribs.
What's happening right now? I would love to know.
I'm a little confused by the categories here.
I would love to know what the hell is happening right now.
Ribs.
I feel like I'm now out with new friends that I just met, and it's like a work event, and I'm just like, well,
because I was like, oh, you're going by animal.
I'll finish my glass,
and then you
and then
split
I'll be done.
One animal into multiple categories.
Okay, chicken, pork, ribs. Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe. Hamburger.
What's a Sloppy Joe meat? What
chicken
is that
McNugget.
Mean?
I think it's beef.
Ground beef.
It's ground beef.
It's the messiest thing you've ever seen. And it was in It Takes Two.
Hot dog.
Amanda.
What?
When me and my sister watched It Takes Two with the Olsen twins, we were like, Mom, we want Sloppy Joes for the rest of our lives. Since this day, my mom's like, well, your favorite food was Sloppy Joe's and
Sloppy
ribs.
Joe's are, they're good.
It is weird that they just kind of stopped.
They're still around.
They're insane.
They just don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, it might be like where we live in LA.
What
I feel like it's on LA.
This?
Okay, so yeah.
Okay, so wait.
Let's see your
price
meat.
Of the bottle.
Price of the bottle.
All right, Amanda, do you have a guess on the price of the bottle?
Well, it's tough because now that I'm eating food, the taste is going to change.
Let me guess, it now tastes like apricots.
Hold on. Apricots?
Apricot.
My friend who's into wine.
It's apricot.
It's apricot.
What do you call it? Which friend do you choose right now?
Fuck. I probably go back and forth. I think I say... let me just try to go off an ape.
Changed it completely.
I think apricots are what I grew up saying.
Apricot.
Okay.
Apricot. But it's
apricot
feels
wrong.
It's like pecan, pecan.
Yeah. Mm. Coupon.
Coupon.
Okay. I think... It's a really nice bottle. It has a very nice, clean finish. I think this is a...
I'm in heaven over here, y'all. This is heaven.
See,
this is 17 to 25, so I think it's a $21 bottle, or 22. That's my guess for this.
Ooh.
$21 and the cork's in it?
My guess...
Okay. I think it's 27. Sorry. Final
the
answer.
Number that popped into my head for some reason, I'm just sticking with my intuition, is $28.99.
Mine's $27.
And maybe I was upcharged.
How much was it?
I went to
By the way, I'm just throwing out a number of just like what I...
Wait a second. Sincera's actually a really nice grape. Okay, we're being dumbasses. Let's think this through.
I don't know anything about. The bottle's
honestly
on Sarah,
35.
Us having a glass of wine with a cheese plate, it's like taking a cheetah out of a cage. This is our last video of the day.
I love this.
We are chilling.
This is the last video of a shoot week.
Yeah.
I've got some bottles of Sancerre that were in the 20, okay, like $28.99.
28's a great guess.
But
great
it's in
guess.
The 30s.
But I want to be clear. I don't normally get bottles like this. I usually am always 20 or under.
Oh,
that's
for
why
sure.
I thought it was maybe 21 because I was like, I feel like I'm similar. I feel like 20 or under.
I went to a shop because I was like, oh, we're only going to have one glass because we're working.
She spent
and I
money.
Was like, and I know we're going to want to taste it really deeply.
Sure.
And like, so I was like, what's your best Sincere? And this was $36.
Wow.
Okay, so my second guess was 35.
Now have another sip and tell me if it tastes better.
Let me see.
Okay.
Do you taste the vanilla
price?
Now?
I don't think price matters to me.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Very complex, which makes it like $10 more.
I think I think expensive wine, when I'm told it's expensive, I'm like acting like it's better, right? Like the placebo of it all.
I almost think it has a reverse effect on me, where I'm like, okay, I know it's going to be wasted on me because I can't taste it. And so all I kind of think about is how I'm like, it tastes kind of the same. I have a friend who's really into wine, and she does a lot of wine stuff on her Instagram. And I was like, at what stage is the like, what is it? It's like you get less returns the more you put into it. What's it called? Diminishing returns.
Yes.
And I was like, at what price point is the diminishing returns going to start to be like where I'm like, I'm not going to taste the difference? Because and I was talking to this guy, and like there was a moment where like, you know, like for Courtney and I's anniversary, I was like, oh, I want to buy a really nice bottle.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, so he's like, this is about as nice as it gets before you get into like territory where it's like, it then jumps so much. And he's like, yeah, so this is like, you know, $50 to $80. And then it's like,
whoa,
you go from there and it's like $1,000 wines. And I was like, would I taste the difference between a $1,000 wine and a $50 bottle? And he's like, probably not.
Well, not with our palate.
Not with
right?
me. Yeah, not yeah. with well, me. But I'm also like, at a certain point, but my friend was like, she was saying like $20 is where like you will taste the difference between like you get like cheap yep. wine.
Especially white wine.
Up to like a $20 to $30 bottle. That's a big difference. And yeah. beyond that, the difference is going to be more about like if you are really into it and yeah. the complexities.
Not only will you taste the difference, but for me, you can tell when a bottle is really, really good based off of how it tastes, how the cork is, and how you feel the next day.
Oh, that's yeah.
cheap wine. You do cheap not wine, yeah. feel good oh, the I next day. Yeah.
Especially with the white wines, there I do notice it's when they're really sweet, I'm sick the next day.
I really can't even drink really sweet.
My friends did a party where we all brought a bottle, like we picked, like they had done it multiple times, and that night it was Pinot Noir. And everyone brings a bottle of Pinot Noir, and it can be any price point. And then we put it in a brown bag, and there's a bunch of them, and they all have a number on it. Mm. And then somebody who wasn't playing got to see the prices, and we had to try to rank them.
Oh, fun.
And you would sip each one and try it. And it was, and that's why this was kind of hard, because we don't have anything to base it off of, because we can only have one glass. But like, it was crazy to try to taste them next to each other, and you think the richer ones cost the most, but that's not
they
true.
They actually don't.
Sometimes the like cleanest
the cleaner
ones,
finished ones are actually more expensive because it's harder to do. The process is harder.
We were all so wrong.
Like, and I was, yeah, and like I was really fascinated by this whole like hierarchy of wines, and I was talking to a guy at a wine shop, and he was like, yeah, so this is like the most expensive because it's Grand Cru. He's like, and this is like what these French vineyards try to get into. But he's like, in order to be established as Grand Cru, it takes like 100 years of being consistently at the top of these lists. And then after that, it's like a 50-year wait list. He's like, so there are tons of wines that are of this caliber or greater. They're just
been along.
They just
longer.
Need to another 100 years to get the title. And then
that's like when bad teachers are tenured.
Exactly.
In your school,
wow, did you guys exactly ever have, the same?
Did you guys ever have teachers that were like, "These teachers are bad, but they can't get fired"?
All my teachers. I didn't learn a thing in history. All he cared about was stealing everyone's bagels in the morning.
How much bullshit just in general is like that? You see it with a lot with fashion.
And it's just around.
Where it's like, oh, the name gets stamped on, and so therefore it's better. But it's like, I don't know. I think it's important to like. If you cultivate taste in a thing, you actually save yourself a lot of money.
Yeah.
I feel that. I compare that with, like, style. Like, the more I've learned about style, the more I'm like, oh, I don't have to spend money. Like, I can go to thrift stores, and now because I know my style more, I can look like I'm wearing something expensive because I have learned enough. I feel like with wine, I've loved that when I've gone to some wine shops, like, they're not recommending me expensive stuff. They're like, no, this is really good.
Yeah.
And it's funny. They're like, this is $15 and it is. Yeah. He's like, these are the grapes that they use in these fancy things. This is just their side project. So it's the same quality. And I'm like, that's so awesome.
Yeah, I know. Totally. It's like, if you would go off the fancy route, I think you're going to be misguided because there's so much amazing wine out there. And it really depends on the environment, the soil. Like, I get so nerdy and obsessed with the terroir, the environment, the year, the vines, and how like California bought all these vines from like France and Italy and all these, all these things that have happened. And like, sometimes there's, you know, a blight and like things get rotten and like everything is environmental. It's all science. And Sometimes they have amazing years. I just like kind of geek out about that. And then, and to me, and I know Angela feels the same way, I grew up in a family of wine people. My papa had a wine cellar, a massive wine cellar in his place, like tons of Portuguese wine. And when he died, he had like all these amazing old vintage wines that were worth whatever, so much money. And my family decided, fuck it, we're going to drink it.
Hell yeah.
Because that's what he would have wanted. Like,
wow.
He had a lot of port wine. Like, to him, wine was more than just
it's
like.
It's the time shared.
It's the time shared. Yeah. It's breaking bread. And I know you feel the same way. And it's like, I feel the same way now. Like, my favorite thing to do is have someone bring different wine and we all try it together and we all just like talk about it.
Me too. It's less about like, I'm not like. It's just fun to talk about what it tastes like because you're not doing that. I guess people do that with like soda or whatever. But yeah, it feels but, like, but I don't know. It feels like you're doing something cultural. I don't know.
I do agree because like wine is, if we're going back to like ranking things, still as far as just beverages in general go, it's still not high up for me. Mm. But I will say compared to like beer and like cocktails and then just like coffee, tea,
muscle milk,
you know.
I knew it.
It is. I will say it's probably the most complex beverage.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, for the longest time, like, I would drink beer, and it's like, there's a lot of differences, but at a certain point, it's like, yeah, an IPA is going to be of this general range of taste. But, like, wine, when I've tried it, I'm like, wow, it's kind of different every time.
It's funny.
It's really fascinating.
I kind of got, when I worked at that beer bar, I got obsessed with beer.
Yeah.
And then I learned like, whoa.
And there is an endless amount. I'm not saying that it's
but
not.
Wine feels a little bit, I don't even want to say universal, but like wine is a different language completely.
It's just different. But people nerd out on different versions. Different.
I just love like the more I love like learning about new things and like this was me with coffee like a few years ago. Like,
oh wow!
Like because Ian was really into coffee and a few other people at Smosh were really into coffee and I started getting into it and like buying my own beans and like you know making it myself at home and I started being like wow it is so different and the way I make it is different. Like I had this bag recently and I was like this coffee tastes like shit and then I was like kind of looking up I was like what am I doing wrong or are these beans suck and I was like oh if I lower the degrees on the temperature of the water by like 6 degrees, it'll change it. And then it was amazing.
Shut up.
And I was like, wow, that's all that took. And I was
like
this
science.
Is so cool.
I'm so into that.
I love that
shit. That's so fascinating.
And like, I think talking to people like Josh, Mythical Chef Josh,
about
like food and like watching documentaries on food and stuff, it just changes my perspective on these things.
Totally.
And I'm not a big, like I don't understand food and wine that well. But the more I learn about it, the more I'm more fascinated by that than actually if it tastes good or not.
Is like the story or like what's behind it.
No, that's legit. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by MeUndies.
You know, I was really thinking about how my confidence is affected by what I wear.
Yeah, you know, it's not just what you wear on the outside, but what you wear on the inside too.
Okay. I'm listening.
I'm talking about MeUndies. MeUndies gives me the confidence and the comfortability to take on the day. MeUndies has the signature, softer than soft, ultramodal fabric. It's breathable, stretchy, and unbelievably cozy.
They are perfect for all day wear.
Yeah, and Shane, MeUndies has 10 different cut styles, from boxer briefs to jock straps to their signature ball caddy pouch underwear designed to keep everything in place.
Whoa, Amanda, I really appreciate your concern for the angle of the dangle.
The angle of the dangle?
I couldn't get it.
You're so stupid.
All right. Okay. All right.
MeUndies has your front and your back. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies.
I really love MeUndies. I've been wearing them for years, and they are the most comfortable underwear on the planet. I feel great.
I love them. And they have really cute styles. Right now, as a listener of our show, you can get up to 50% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/SmoshMouth. Promo code SmoshMouth. That's up to 50% off plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/SmoshMouth. Promo code SmoshMouth.
Back to the show.
This is a question I always ask at every dinner. It is a question I do ask a lot of people. Your favorite meal doesn't like what it was, not your last meal, like what you remember a restaurant or a moment you broke Ooh. Bread with someone. And it was like, it could be like a
more
taco
the moment,
truck.
Or is it more the
both.
Food
the
itself?
The food was, it was like your best.
I know it.
And it might be both. Cause mine is like when I was 13 or when I was 16, I went to Italy for the first time and all my cousins and all my family, we all had pasta on some lady's rooftop, that this old lady. And it was like some freaking weird, we were there for like a couple days and that was it. And it was like, I think it was the time shared, but it was also the first time I had like really good homemade pasta.
Whoa.
And I remember just being like, I'll never forget this meal.
Cool.
I have a couple, but I think I'm just going to share one because it sticks out in my head. It was my mom and I, it was just a trip, just her and I. And it was right after I graduated college, and we went, her and I went to the Virgin Islands to scuba dive, which is like unbelievably.
Just you two?
So lucky. Just us two. Mommy daughter time. And she found this like really cool, like humble abode, like solar paneled, this artist, because my mom also loves to paint. So it was like this watercolor artist. And in the Virgin Islands, when I went, there would be guys with coolers with fresh fish that they just caught selling them on the street. And it was a massive, gorgeous swordfish. And this woman, part of your first welcome night is you do a watercolor painting lesson. And her home was like in the mountains overlooking the ocean. It was insane.
Oh my God.
It was so cool. And it was just my mom and I. And we did a watercoloring. Mine looked awful. Hers looked great. And this woman grilled us this fresh fish with just lemons and asparagus, salt and pepper, and a little bit of wine. And we sat there. And, you know, I was like just out of college. So mom and I are like still creating our relationship. Like we were good, but it was like, there's no TV. It was solar panel. So it was just like, that was our night. And it was the best fish I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God.
It was like fresh and buttery, and you were looking and you wanted to cry. It was so good. Like you just felt so grateful to be.
And with your mom like that, when you're like
your mom
getting older.
Yeah.
That's so special.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Really sick.
Was yours like a His Muscle like Milk Taco power Bell. Bar?
Yeah, so mine was a power bar, and I put it in the Muscle Milk.
I washed it down with a martini.
Then I added some creatine to that.
Oh, good.
You know what weirdly came to my mind? I don't think this is the number one, but it just came to my mind. It's a memory that is like a core memory, and I was really young. I had to have been like 11 or maybe even younger, but I was in Key West. And I was with my dad, my grandpa, and then I think they had a friend of theirs. And, you know, we would go to fish and lobster dive and stuff in Key West. And it was like, it wasn't really a vacation because we would stay on the military base because that was cheaper. And so we weren't in like a hotel. We were in like a military base where you're basically in this like condo, like that's like cement walls and just kind of like my dad and grandpa would just watch tennis and golf all day when we weren't fishing. And so I was just like sitting around.
Yeah.
I would bring like, I remember being really creative in that time because I would just bring like yellow notepads and just have my Game Boy Advance and I would just be doing my own thing.
Whoa.
But we went to dinner one night and we went to a Cuban restaurant.
And
this is in Key West. This is 90 miles away from Cuba. And this food was so damn good.
Mm.
I think it was, I might be getting it wrong, but this is in my memory from a child. I know there was a steak of some sort, and it was like a very flat, thin steak.
Yes, they always
steak.
Have that. My family was in Miami. We always get Cuban food, and there's like a very thin steak we always
get. Yeah, and then there was, I think it was plantains.
Yes.
And something else, and I just remember being like, oh my God. And I've not had anything in that genre since.
Yeah.
Oh. And I just remember thinking about it. Like I've had, something about that one really got me. You know, I've been very lucky to get to go to a lot of places and try different things. Like I remember when I got to go to New Orleans, I was shooting an indie film there once and going to Café Du Monde? Café Du Monde, and getting the
The beignets or whatever.
And I get handed a bag that is just filled to the brim with powdered sugar, and you dig through the powdered sugar to get the beignet.
Whoa!
And I just remember being like, "This is crazy," and eating it while there's a jazz band just playing on the street,
God.
And just being like, "Where am I?"
I'll be really lame and say I think the first Buca de Pepo Smosh dinner I had
was very
one
fun.
Of my I love eating Italian processed food.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me feel like home.
Oh, my
and
God.
And that with, like, I had never experienced what you guys were saying, like, the VidCon, like, where everyone drives up and we all eat.
Yeah. You know, like, once again, been very lucky to eat at a lot of nice restaurants, but it's sometimes, like, those childhood memories of, like...
Yeah. Sometimes it's, like, the food doesn't even have to be that good.
there's a reason why when I did Last Meals on Mythical, I was like, you got to make me those OG chicken crispers from Chili's. Because that was like, that was a special thing for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love those.
Oh, my favorite from Chili's was the molten chocolate cake.
Oh, that shit's crazy. Oh,
every time we were like, we have to order it. We're going to order one. We're going to order one now. Like,
that shit's
we would
insane.
Order it before we would order our dinner just to make sure it would come.
No way.
Just to make sure it's on its way.
We were crazy.
That's so
crack the top.
For some reason, too, a memory that comes to mind is in Key West was the first time I ever tried flan.
Oh.
And I feel like flan gets shit talked about.
Why?
It gets shit talked.
It shouldn't.
I was obsessed. I was like, this texture is brand new. And I love flan. And I remember at one point in the pandemic, I made flan. And I actually kind of nailed it.
How is that?
It's hard as fuck because it's like three ingredients. It's actually, ingredients-wise, it's nothing.
But
the process is crazy. Like, you just got to kind of nail it. And I messed up a little bit on the glaze, but overall the...
It's like a mold, right?
Yeah, so you have like little like porcelain tins and you have to make this mixture and then you have to put water on a pan and put these like things on top of that and then put it in the oven for a little bit.
What's the worst thing you've ever cooked or baked?
I tried to make a ragu once and it completely failed.
How did it fail?
I took a bite and I was like, this is just nothing. I tossed it.
I made a peach cobbler once that my family makes fun of me about all the time. And I swear to this day, I swear to God, it said, don't drain the juice from the can of peaches. But it was soup.
Oh. Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah, chef.
That's tough.
I don't know if I made something that I gave to my family. I definitely, when I was fucking around with like culture, my own culture for bread.
Mm.
I like the culture went bad or something, and I made a bread, and H was like, wow, this bread is like bready. He was like, this, like, it kicks you in the mouth, and it didn't rise at all. It was like flat like this, and I was like, something's wrong with this bread. And then I was like, oh my God, the culture.
The culture was bad. I can't, it's interesting because like, I've never had bad bread.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There's bad bread.
Just kind of.
Well, you wouldn't sell it. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, you're right.
I have made bread for myself a few times.
Well,
making fresh bread and having it straight out the oven, there's nothing like that.
My favorite thing.
It's very cool. But it wasn't sourdough. I just made whatever.
Mm.
Okay, I have a question. I thought about this. When I was like thinking about this episode, I was like, here's my Angela question. What is, in your opinion, like overall throughout the course of the entire year, the best hour of the day? And you got to incorporate like, technically, just as an average across, like, yes. I know some hours on weekends are better, but through and through, what hour best?
Every day.
Just out of most days, this is the hour, right? You got to account for holidays. You got to account for everything. Work days, non-work days.
I might go 4 p.m.
Whoa.
I always crash at 2, from 2 to 3, or like 1 to 3. I'm always in a bad mood. I'm a morning and night person. The afternoons are never good, and 4 is always when I like start to feel like
you get a second wind.
You do.
Yeah,
and you announce it to everyone
because she naps
and I nap.
She's a napper,
and I also I just think every afternoon I just kind of like slump, and I probably don't have a good diet where my lunch always makes me feel like, and I wake up too early and I sleep too late and I stay up too late. But then like the afternoon, I don't know, like the sun goes down, and I also think I associate it with like. Like, okay, showtime.
Yes.
Yeah. You're such
like 4 o'clock was always like the time for Star Kid shows. We'd all get to the theater and you're like, hi, how are you? And it's just like,
that's cool.
And I love a coffee at 4. I love on a weekend, a happy hour at like 5.
She's a siesta lady.
I'm not a siesta
girl.
You're not a morning person.
No, I am. I'm a morning and night. I like to wake up in the morning.
That's why she has to nap.
And that's why the afternoons I'm really angry.
Oh, interesting.
Do not book Angela in the afternoon.
I don't remember the first time, but I just remember the like first few times I witnessed you in like 3, 4 p.m. where it was just like, uh-oh, second wind.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling not grateful. A second wind person. I'm a gradual
Same.
That's how my day goes.
The first and second video of the shoot day and the last.
Oh.
The ones in the middle.
They are tough.
Those are the ones I'm saying gets cut.
I do well at the end. It's not that I get a burst of energy. It's that like mentally I go, okay, yeah. I get to go all
Same.
Out now.
And that might be why I like 4 p.m. because I'm like, we're about to close it out.
I guess that's true.
I kind of like 4 p.m. for shoot days because it's like, that's the last video. Mm. I do kind of get a second win. That's also happy hour time. Your day's winding down. But I actually think my favorite time, and this is going to sound messed up.
You both love 7 a.m., I'm guessing.
That's my favorite time.
I have some different pitches.
Do you know why 7 a.m. is my favorite time? It's because Cole's up at 6. We start his feeding at 6:30, which is actually so fun now because he does solids and he's picking up food and we get to feed him new food.
Some Sancerre.
And he gets to enjoy a little bit of wine.
a little bit of wine, you know.
This bottle's $36.
Some muscle milk.
Yeah. He's like, 36, Mom. And then... But 7 a.m. is like right before I'm going to work out. He's still awake. He's happy. He's fed. And that's when I get to make my coffee.
Oh.
7 a.m. is make my coffee, and then the day is mine. And that hour really sets up my whole day.
Yeah.
And I get to like chill. I don't have to do anything yet because he's still awake. So it's me and him time. It's like
that's so
mommy
sweet.
And baby time.
Before
just
you
us.
Had him, did you like 7 a.m.?
No. What was your favorite hour
back then?
Probably, I still love the morning. Probably after I worked out, like 10.
Yeah.
Like a 10 a.m. 10 a.m. is like when I got my coffee.
I was going to pitch 11 a.m. as just generally, like, that's the time that no matter if you're a morning or night person, whatever, everyone's kind of up at 11 a.m.
You're kind of cooking with gas.
And everybody's kind of like up. It's bright, but it's not hot yet.
Ooh, and it's almost lunchtime.
It's kind of like an in-between. I feel like everybody's got energy at that time.
11 a.m. is a goated time to be alive.
It really is good.
It's a good time.
It's a good time. I feel like it's hard to find someone who's like, I hate 11 a.m.
One or two sucks.
Those
that's
can
what I'm
be
saying.
Good or bad. That depends on where you're at, what the day is. But like, if you're going to Disneyland, 11 a.m., it's great time.
Oh, God.
Right? Great time.
You've
it's hard
parked.
For,
you've already had the coffee.
It's hard for 11 a.m. to be bad. But I was also going to say, like, you got, like, 7 p.m. as, like, that's always a great time because it's usually, like, the best time of the night. Like, I know,
it is, yeah.
I know that midnight can be crazy and fun. Midnight can also be really bad.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Midnight ceiling and floor, endless.
The older I get, 7 p.m. is the better.
7 p.m. is just always kind of solid. Like, the night's kind of young.
7 p.m. is nice.
I do absolutely love like 6:30 a.m.
Because
like
I've heard you say you like waking up early because it's like earned time.
You wake up
like
bonus
five. Time. Yeah, you.
I used to. I've been trying to sleep more. Like when I wake up and I'm like, I could sleep more, I'm trying to do that.
That's good.
It's hard.
Is it making your guessing better?
We'll see.
His guessing was already so good, Angela.
No,
have you seen any
we're
of the
make
videos?
It better. But no, I was someone who wasn't prioritizing my sleep over like if I woke up like at 5, I'd be like, oh, I can get up and like have fun, like read or like play video games right now.
Yeah.
Or watch I could watch a movie.
Whoa, a morning movie?
I've done that so many times.
I do love that. When I was in theater school, that we were taking like a couple film classes and you had to watch movies. And me and my friends would be like, okay, we're just going to wake up at 4 a.m. We're going to watch a movie. We're going to watch 5 a.m. and we would watch it and then go to class at like 8.
I think I'm a little bit too hard on myself. For me, if you watch a movie in the day, like you're a bad girl.
Whoa.
Bad, naughty girl.
Release yourself of that.
Whoa.
I really do.
So good.
Because my little sister loves she's like, let's watch a movie at 11 a.m. I'm like, what?
Whoa. You know what I did?
It is weird.
I do a lot of mornings, and I did it this morning, too. Sometimes I'll wake up really early at like 5, and I don't have a reason to get up. I don't have a child. And I'm like, I have to go to bed. Like, I'm up, and I'm like, okay, don't need to start moving until 7:30. And then I like put a piece of TV on like really light, like really quietly. Mm-hmm. And I like kind of watch it and go back to sleep for like an hour and a half. And then I wake up. Like I watched an episode of West Wing this morning at 5 a.m.
Hell
but
yeah.
I went back to bed.
H rewatched all of West Wing recently. All
you know, it's my favorite show.
I've never watched an episode.
Oh,
it's
Aaron Sorkin.
I know.
And right now with our current government, it's like watching like fairy tales because it's like people who really believe in doing good.
Yeah.
And it's a little much, but then you're like, wow.
Yeah, I've never watched that. I watched all of Newsroom though. Loved Newsroom.
Newsroom's very good. Also, Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah. Newsroom, sometimes I'm like, Aaron, relax.
It's a lot.
And West Wing, he's on ice.
He's on ice. Like, he's doing well.
But no, watching shit in the morning is awesome. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
And I have to, because there's some things that like Courtney will not watch, right? Like The Pit, too gory for her. So like if I wake up at like 6 a.m., I'm like, I'll watch The Pit.
Whoa.
6 a.m. Pit.
So you're like on a nurse schedule.
Yeah, and that works for the pit.
It does.
No, my rule for the pit is I have to watch it at whatever hour the show is taking place.
I am waiting for all of season two to finish.
Oh, and you're going to watch it all in one day?
Well, I was thinking that, but then I think I might just blow it in like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you guys binge TV or watch it regularly?
I don't like to binge.
At all.
Because I like saving something for myself. But H loves to binge, so sometimes we'll just go nuts.
Because you were binging Breaking Bad.
I was, and guess what? I haven't finished. I fell off.
What season?
I don't love the last, I'm in the last season. I don't love the last season.
It's a little bit different, but you just got to finish it, man.
I got to finish it, man.
But you've watched the best parts.
I don't know. I feel like shows you don't have to finish.
Well, no, I have to finish Breaking Bad.
Here's the problem. Last season, I was like, okay, there is the best episode of Breaking Bad and one of the best episodes of television.
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
In the last season? Okay.
In the last season, there is an episode that is so insanely good. Mm. That it's just like, damn. Whoa. Oh my God. Like, just every moment is incredible. Like, your jaw just continues to drop.
Whoa.
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
I've never seen Mad Men. Have you seen Mad Men?
Oh, yeah.
Mad Men's amazing.
Never seen Game of Thrones.
Well,
Game of Thrones is like one of my favorite series ever.
I have to watch it.
It's crazy because Game of Thrones, one of my favorite book series, it'll never be finished. I think the first three seasons of Game of Thrones is like
the best
TV unlike we've ever seen and probably will ever see. It changed television for good and worse. But that storyline is so cursed because the books will never be finished. And then the show, because they got offers for like a Star Wars deal, the creators were like, oh, we want to get this shit done. And the final seasons are just so
The final season is trash.
The way you like to save stuff, the way you don't binge it, is the way I will put shows on a shelf. Like season two of The Pit and Game of Thrones. I remember I missed it in the beginning and then I went, great, I'll just save it for a really bad breakup. And it's always just been on the shelf. And I'm like, one day if I have to turn off for 2 weeks.
Game of Thrones, though, it's so epic. I love it.
Here's my take on Game of Thrones. Because I feel like I need to say this before I'm just saying that I think the last seasons are trash. Is that I judge a show by the standard it creates for itself, right?
Yeah. You're judging it based
off
of itself.
So, like, I'll watch dumbass shows, and I will love them.
Yeah,
same.
Because I'm like, yeah, they've established their reality. They've established their tone.
No,
Hell, for sure. Game of Thrones, those first couple seasons, you'll watch it. The dialogue
unbelievable.
Is crazy, and it fits, a medieval tone so well that people were watching and going, I can't believe things were like that back then. It's a fantasy show. There's dragons. But it feels so real. The final seasons, people are talking like it's modern day. It's just that its tone completely flopped.
And you go, that's not the man I married.
I was like, wait, the standard is so different that I'm like, this is now two different shows. If season eight of Game of Thrones was its own show that was just put on Netflix, I'd be like, this rocks. Yeah, I love this. This is fun.
Totally.
But it's not the same.
Totally.
And it's so hard to watch a show change that drastically.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time with that.
They got Starbucks in the shots.
Okay, I have to ask a question randomly. Do you guys watch TV while you're eating dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch TV. I'll just have TV going all the time.
I do. I was just wondering.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've been told by therapists, because sometimes I go through different phases of weird relationships with food. And sometimes I've been told by therapists, like, it is best for me during different issues to, like, sit and give it attention.
Right. I've heard that.
And mindless eating is...
Right.
But, my God.
But it's so fun to watch a show with your dinner.
Oh, my God. Back in the day, my mom used to take me and my brother to the movie theater, and she'd be like, we're getting Baja Fresh before. And we'd bring these fat fucking burritos. And we'd sit and be like, and watch all of Toy Story 2. I'm like,
Your family knows how to party.
My mom would pack food in plastic bags and they'd be like, you cannot bring that. And she was like, my daughter needs her food.
she will die.
She was like, I'm not spending a dollar more than the tickets.
I remember would you guys do multiple movies a day? We would be like, we're here.
That's a lot for me, but I respect the hell out of it.
And it was exhausting, but it was fun to just go like,
I respect the hell out of it. I remember one time I saw a movie with Damien and Matthew Scott and maybe other people. And we were at an Arclight. We walk in, we see a movie all together and it was so awesome. We're walking out. We're like, that was incredible. And Matthew Scott goes, oh, there's that movie. I think I'm going to go see that. And he truly is like, I'm going to go watch that one now. And I remember just being like, fuck yeah, man. Wow. Like, and I was like, I don't have the energy. I got to go home and sleep. But I was like, yeah. That's awesome.
I really miss that Arclight monologue you'd get from whoever was coming out. And they go, oh. Hey, guys. Yep. All right. That felt like theater.
How yeah. many people did a character on that person?
That's so true.
So many
how many like improv things that you were like, it was oh, this is the perfect character trope.
Was Arclight was really only in LA, right? Because yeah, I remember growing up in Arizona, we only had AMCs.
So I guess what we're talking about is at Arclight, an employee would come out in the front of everyone.
Before Nicole Kidman was here, before any of it. And it was kind of just like, I think they were like rebranding themselves the last like 5 years as like, this is an experience.
Yes.
And they'd come out and they'd be like, hey guys, we're the Arclight Theater. This is a human talking to you. Here are the rules.
Yeah. And they would like monologue to you about the rules and they did... They have like a little shtick.
They
would flash.
They would shtick.
They would do that, but they would also introduce the movie. They'd be like, "You're about to watch this. It's a runtime of this. It's it's and like."
And that was really great.
And I feel like sometimes they'd be like, "You're watching this, directed by this person, and like, yeah, and enjoy this."
And then sometimes that would lead for like, sometimes for like press tours, they'd be like, "And look who's here," and then you'd have like Ryan Gosling come out and go.
Yeah.
They would, after the movie, they would have like things. When it feels like a very LA thing, but it's not been around for like over 5 years now. But it was this really awesome like movie experience.
Yeah.
For movie
we should
lovers.
Do that when somebody puts on Don't Win. We come into their house and go, hey guys.
It would actually, okay, you know what would fucking kill Spencer? Is if we all planned this, and we need to plan it with like Anders or something, is it's like we have someone else who's not in the video dressed as an Arclight employee, and it's like we're about to play Don't Win. It's like, are you ready? And then we start, and then before we do the intro, we have them walk in and they intro the video. They're like, hey guys, all right, so what you're about to see is Don't Win Mario Party. It's going to run for about 60 minutes. It stars Amanda, Angela,
your
Shane.
Your next Mosh Mouth episode, if you want, I will be deep
not
in
tell,
costume.
We do not tell Spencer about it. Just let him be flabbergasted.
This is going to be Spencer.
I go, that was funny as fuck. That was funny as fuck.
Hey, that was funny.
I just didn't know what
y'all were... Hey, I'll say it.
I didn't know what y'all were doing.
Yeah, like, sure. I mean, like, it was funny. It's like, whatever.
Spencer's going to be like, hey, I'm sorry if this is too woke. That was funny.
I'll say it.
Guess I'll say it. That was funny.
Here's my face when I say something problematic.
That's my Spencer impression. My Spencer impression is getting kind of close to my Ashby impression, too.
Oh, do your Ashby?
My Ashby's just kind of like...
That's good.
Wait, that is very Ashby.
Yeah.
It's so weird to hold a wine glass during this podcast.
Yeah, how do you feel?
We need to just hold empty ones more often so that we get used to it.
Yeah.
So that we practice.
And that sounds like you have a problem.
I like to hold empty wine glasses just so I can get used to it.
Just so I can get used to it.
You're watching West Wing.
I'm rewatching it as I go to sleep.
Courtney is watching, and so therefore I'm also watching because it's one of my favorite shows. She's watching through Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm.
She's on season 4. By the way.
I've never seen Buffy.
Dude.
Oh, it's so good.
It's ridiculous. It's so campy. It's so fun. But she's watching season 4, right? This is 1999 that season 4 is airing. It's the first episode. And Buffy is showing up to college. And in the middle of the first episode of season 4, at one time, it's the middle of the night, she's walking through the campus and she bumps into this guy. And we're watching it and we're both like, holy shit. And I'm like, that's Pedro Pascal.
Shut the fuck up.
It is a young Pedro Pascal just being like an awkward college guy. And he's only in that, spoiler alert, he's only in that episode. But it's like truly cameo from Pedro Pascal.
Whoa.
15 years or so before he blows
Holy
up.
Holy shit.
That's like
it's so funny to see.
In that Pride and Prejudice, Carey Mulligan's just like in the back.
Oh.
And I'm always like, Carey Mulligan.
Yeah. No, that show is crazy to watch because you got Seth Green in Buffy. You've got, her name, who's in How I Met Your Mother and everything.
Yep.
Like, Willow is such an awesome character.
You know what was nice about Buffy, and I wish I watched it? She didn't sing. And I was thinking about it the other day. Someone was talking to me about how I sing, and I was like, you know what? I actually think if I wasn't raised around every single female representation on TV being a singer, it was Hannah Montana, Raven, every girl on Disney was singing. Even the girl on Nickelodeon, Victoria Justice. I thought to be a cute girly was, you had to be a singer.
Well, Buffy ended in like 2003, so it was before that.
Yeah.
But also,
I just think like I was raised, like
so
High School Musical.
Yeah.
Everybody
Everything
was singing.
But hate to burst your bubble, there is a musical episode of Buffy. And it's like the best episode of the show.
Yeah.
The whole show is not a musical, but there's one episode that suddenly is just a musical.
Well, that's the best part about 90s shows is they all have one musical episode, like How I Met Your Mother does.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Grey's Anatomy's musical episode is crazy.
None of those are 90s shows. Whoops. But
sorry, I'm a baby.
Sorry to do that to
you. You know what I mean?
Actually, Grey's Anatomy started in like 2003 or something. It's just been going forever.
It just gives off 90s because it's been going on.
It kind of does, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite vampire show is True Blood.
You've talked about True Blood a lot.
True Blood.
And we moved on from vampires and you went right back.
True Blood, people don't get it, but True Blood is one of the funniest shows you've ever seen. It is so funny. Alexander Skarsgård.
Here we go.
I mean,
and we're going to list the cast.
And we're gonna do it again.
Anna Paquin.
We're gonna do it.
Whatever.
Here
man.
We go.
I mean, honestly, whatever, man.
No. I love how your dad.
Sofia Vergara's ex-husband. I mean,
she
honestly,
goes down the list on
IMDb.
It
was
IMDb.
Only a few episodes back you were talking about how your dad loves True Blood.
Oh, yeah. He was
Amanda.
Like,
you watching True Blood?
He told me to get. Some of my favorite shows my dad told me to watch. Game of Thrones and True Blood were like the main ones.
Your dad fucking rocks, man.
Oh, he just loves. I was like, Dad, how are you doing? He's like, well, I finished Netflix. He finished it.
No,
that's
he
awesome.
Didn't.
I believe it. You know what?
Yes, he did.
You know what? I believe it.
Did he watch Saturdays are IKEA and finishing Netflix?
Did he watch EXO Kitty? No.
Probably. Does your dad love Death and Robots?
You know what? My parents are weird. They don't like animation.
So he hasn't finished Netflix.
Okay, go with me on this. Ready?
You're so right.
You guys ready for this?
Probably didn't watch Tall Girl either.
You guys ready for this? Blue Eyed Samurai.
You guys ready for this? You guys ready for this?
Show's so good.
Movies, TV, plays. Musicals, podcasts.
Whoa, that feels a little personal.
What the fuck?
That feels a little crazy.
No, I'm talking about the art form. There are
you're comparing
a lot more
podcasts to movies.
Yeah,
and plays.
Cake to cookies. All you know,
right.
It's hard.
So just right. Forms of entertainment.
Yeah, go. And then dance.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
Do video games count in this?
Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, video games count.
Are you
media?
Talking about-
media.
Any form of, okay, I'm gonna break it down differently.
Okay, right.
Any form of storytelling. So podcasts, I'm not going to put in there.
Whoa.
Unless it's a podcast
He's
that is a storytelling.
We learned the story of Harambe.
So unfortunately, books would be number one.
Books.
Because the amount that they can-
You don't have to explain.
Communicate. I would maybe afterwards-
So you don't explain when you rank,
so hey,
that's
man.
Fine.
Hey, okay.
I know
hey,
you
can
like
I ask
books.
You a question?
Hey.
Dinner with Angela.
Hey, can I ask you a question and you shut up immediately?
Yeah,
it's dinner with Angela.
Listen,
this is where we get real.
I don't want to know why.
We have these types of mics, which allows Angela to Spider-Man all over the fucking
chair. I'm slouch
mode. This is what happens wherever. Angela will slowly move down.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's really tough. Okay, I'm not going to count books. I'm saying forms of like...
Okay.
Visual.
Storytelling.
Visual storytelling. I'm going to say, ooh, that's tough, man.
The podcasts don't count, except for this one.
All podcasts are on Netflix now. You seeing those? Those
I
are visual.
Have, except
I hate
for
to,
us.
I hate to say it. I might put TV shows above movies.
That's because that's a new era right
it's, it
now.
It is the new era that we're in. I would put,
I'm a sucker
I'd put,
for old.
Actually, you know what? You know what? I'm actually going to put as number one. Like, if I think through what I love the most, miniseries might be number one.
Whoa.
Miniseries just
I
hit.
I count that as TV.
That's just
if that's
TV.
Just TV, that's okay. Then TV.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That's just
but
TV.
A miniseries is a little different than a TV show.
No, you're right. I remember John Adams. Was that a miniseries?
Yes.
That was the first miniseries I think I ever watched.
Miniseries are just crazy.
That, me too.
That
I
was
watched it in college.
I remember going, whoa.
That
yeah.
Show...
Band of Brothers.
Yeah, that was a tough
Anybody?
One.
Absolutely no
Scott
one.
Said Scott? Yes.
Yeah, I knew Scott would.
Sometimes the military no, shows, would. The war shows.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not like a big like war
Unfortunately,
movie guy, but
if
Band
a woman
Brothers...
doesn't speak within the first 20 minutes, I can't stomach it. I'm going to guess yours. Movies, books. Oh, no, we're doing visual.
Not doing books.
We're not doing books.
Okay, guess let's guess Amanda's. Movies.
Movies. Ooh.
TV.
I would say TV's.
Plays.
Next.
Sketch comedy.
Ooh. Well, sketch comedy.
Don't
Sunday
put that
Company
on there.
At Groundlings.
Don't put that on there.
Sketch comedy. SNL.
Oh. I'm going to hit you with something crazy.
Target Lady?
Target Lady?
No. Movies number one.
Is this for you?
No, this is for you. I'm
this
guessing
is you.
Okay. I'm going to hit you with something crazy.
Hit me.
Movies number one. Documentaries number two.
That's a movie.
Like a docu-series or document? Like
that's a movie.
Okay.
So Angela doesn't want you to subcategory?
It's Dinner with Ange.
No, I love just being like, hey, what are your, what's, what, like, tell
you
me, what are your favorite things? No.
Shane, you can't do that. This is dinner with Ange. We are under her law right now. But,
yeah.
But
damn,
can I say?
That's right. You're right.
Can
you're,
I say,
sorry. You're, no, you're right.
Documentaries are way up there.
Okay, hold on.
Especially
because
that's a golden
era. I'm going to release this. Because in a way, if documentaries are movies, then pie is cake. So I'm going to lay my sword down. I'm going to lay my sword down.
Shut your mouth.
Pies are closer to pastry than they are to cake.
You need to shut
that's
your
crazy.
Mouth.
How is that? Pies are closer to pastry than to cake. How could that?
Pastry's on the go.
But
that
pie,
is the essence of a pastry.
But the breading of pie is a pastry.
Y'all
dough.
Need to put your head in a trash can and shut the door. Pie is not a pastry, only because they use pastry dough.
And documentaries aren't movies. You're right. You're right. You're right. I'm going to say you're right.
Only because they have pastry in the name.
Pie and cake? What are you saying?
Pie is close to cobbler, and cobbler is close to pudding.
Shut your mouth.
You are losing your mind now.
Check
cobbler is
please.
Nowhere near. How is
cobbler pudding?
How is cobbler pudding?
It's close. Oh my God! Wait, was that Artemis II landing?
We feel it.
Did you guys not hear that? Whoa, you guys were talking about bullshit. That's
what
why I didn't hear it. Artemis
II
just landed 15 minutes ago in San Diego.
Wait, can I do something I've been wanting to do?
This is crazy.
Because I will say this. Before I leave.
You're not leaving. You're staying. We're leaving.
You're staying right
I will
here.
Just say this. Your guys' clips have been killing me lately on this show.
Thank you.
Can we farm a clip?
Farm?
Sure, let's farm it.
Okay.
We've done that a couple times.
Yeah.
Remember I lied about being close to booking Freddie on iCarly?
And did we use it as a clip?
Yeah. It went viral.
Because I do think we have a couple, the pudding shit, we
All
got
right.
some We
All
got some stuff in the
yeah,
can.
Yeah, yeah, we got some, what
but
do you want to do?
Let's let you ready?
I think pretty
ready?
Much everything I said here was a clip.
No.
Ready? Ready?
Engineer.
Just go with me, yeah.
Okay, we're do you want us to yes and
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah,
okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then go for help me together.
Okay,
yeah.
Ready? If women are a dessert, I think it's cake.
I would agree with that. Yeah, like, yeah, I think women are cake.
And I think men are cute little cobbler pies, and they can go suck it.
So you think this is going to go viral?
Let's start over. Yeah, you start.
I wanted to say that this isn't going to go viral,
I think we were already close. You're saying that
you just
cobbler,
have to say some bullshit.
No, I think we're going to go right
hey,
back, because
okay.
I think we had gold already.
You're way smarter than
you
that.
You think cobbler
and pudding are basically
I think they're
the
cousins.
Same. You think they're cousins. How are they cousins?
So she has
cobbler,
to say it.
Cobbler has a top. And then the base is mush.
What?
Cobbler is spoon. Cake is fork. Let's start there.
Pie is spoon and fork, so it's a spork.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never eaten pie with a spoon.
A cream pie is pudding with a top.
You're close. I'm closer to agreeing with you on that.
I don't agree with anything that
but
you've
it's more
just
of a
said.
Mousse. Or like a...
What's mousse? You're right.
Mousse is yum.
Mousse is velvet pudding. Mousse is pudding.
Okay.
We have to get the checks.
Okay, you nailed it with that one. The crowd is pleased.
Check. Can we get the check?
Absolutely not. No. Can we look at the dessert menu? Thank you.
No!
And we want to rank it.
We've been talking about it all night.
Can we
get a look at the dessert menu?
We're going to rank it.
First of all, can we say thank you for these cheese boards?
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Yes. You guys are amazing.
Thank you to Angela for the wine.
Thank you so much.
The conversation. When you were out with dinner with Ange, anything could happen. Artemis II could land, and you could
you
hear
go.
It.
Anything could happen.
Say
Ellie
that,
Goulding.
Like, just for my reputation's sake, I also... I can be grounded and not like do a bunch of like trivia questions or whatever weird personality questions. I'm like pretty
normal.
We've seen that.
Yeah.
I think it's important to show this channel that like I can sit and relax. I won't just ask you like what chip are you, but.
But what chip are you?
Yeah, but what chip are you?
Dorito Cool Ranch.
Wow, mine's salt and pepper kettle.
That is fair. I disagree with yours.
Yeah, that one I disagree as well.
I don't think you're.
And what's yours? Nasty hot Cheetos that you get all over your fingers, you sicko.
What is it? Muscle milk frozen, broken up into peppermint bark? What is it? A books put in the oven and cut up like little chips?
Shane just picks up.
What is it?
Leaves.
What is it? Is it
a protein bar sliced into two little slices and you call it Doritos?
What is it?
I can't do this.
Yeah, what is it? Freaking berries. You
guys,
love berries.
Thank
berries
you so
are
much
chips
for joining us at Smoshmouth. This was dinner with Ann.
What is
we had
it?
A really good time. We'll probably get the check soon.
What is it? A cool cardigan?
And Shane
frozen,
is going to...
Broken up? What is it? Like, just like...
I'm going to go use the urinal.
Mario Kart? Just like cut up into little chips?
It's Frito, by the way. Frito.
free yourself and get to the bathroom.
Free yourself.
Free yourself.
And get to the bathroom.
Thanks, guys, so much for watching.
We're going to have his wine. We love you
that
guys.
That was Smosh Mouth Dinner with Ange. We love you guys.
Put in the comments what chip you are and why.
Bye.
And don't be a sun chip.